Title: Spring Reverb Splashes Masterclass Using Session View Advanced. All right, let's build a Spring Reverb Splash performance rig in Ableton Live that you can actually play in Session View like an instrument. This is advanced drum and bass effects work. Tight, metallic, boingy splashes that hit on cue, stay out of the low end, and don't wreck your snare transient or your bass clarity. The vibe we're chasing is that classic jungle and DNB sproing burst you hear on snares, rim shots, stabs, quick vocal shots, and little end-phrase fills. The key is that it's not just reverb, it's a controlled excitation plus a spring-like tail, with ducking and gating so it reads as rhythm, not wash. Set your tempo to 172 to 175 BPM. I'll assume 174. Now, session view layout. Create a drums track for your break and tops. Create a snare track if you're layering or you want a dedicated sidechain source. Optional, a stabs or VOC track, because throws are really fun on stabs and vocal one-shots. Then create return track and name it Spring Splash. After that, create an audio track named Splash Bus Gated and set monitor to in. Finally, add an audio track called Resample Print. On Resample Print, we'll set audio from to the Splash Bus later. Here's the concept. Return a gives you classic Sen style splashes, like hardware. Then the gated bus receives that return signal and clamps it into tight, rhythmic splats. And because it's an audio track, it's easy to resample and print without messing up your main return gain staging. Now build return a Spring Splash. First device, Echo. This is your pre-spring ping. Think of it like the little tap that makes the spring talk. Set the mode to ping pong for width, or repitch if you want more character. Time: start at 1/16 for rollers, maybe 1/8 if you want it more obvious. Feedback: keep it conservative, around 10 to 25%. Filter it: high pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 6 to 9 Khz. Add a tiny bit of modulation, like 5 to 10%, so it doesn't ring static. Dry slash wet around 15 to 30%. Remember, this is on a return, so we're using echo as an exciter, not as a big delay effect. Next, hybrid reverb. We're approximating spring behavior with a short, resonant space plus timing and tone shaping. Set it to algorithm mode to start, size small, decay around 0.6 to 1.3 seconds. This is important. In DNB, long tails during the drop can instantly blur punch and mask bass mids. So keep it short unless you're doing a transition moment. Pre-delay. Start at 10 to 25 milliseconds. And I want you to think of pre-delay as groove placement, not just clarity. Here's a practical way to feel it. 8 to 14 milliseconds feels glued to the snare, like it's part of the hit. 18 to 28 milliseconds feels thrown, like the snare hits and then the spring replies. 30 to 45 milliseconds get slapback quiet and dubby, like a deliberate effect. Turn early reflections up a bit to add clank. Dry slash wet stays at 100% because it's a return. Next device. EQ8. We're shaping metal, and we are absolutely preventing mud. Put a steep high pass, 24 dB per octave, somewhere between 250 and 450 Hz. Don't be shy. If you leave low end and spring splashes, it will fight your kick and sub and you'll feel your groove get smaller. Now, tame harsh ringing. Often it's 2.5 to 4.5 kHz, but it depends. Quick workflow so you don't waste time. Take a bell band, set Q around 8 to 12, boost it like plus 10 dB, sweep until it squeals, then flip that boost into a cut around minus 3 to minus 8 dB, and widen the Q slightly, so it's not too facey. That's your find the ring. Kill the ring move. Then add bite, a gentle bell boost, plus 2 to plus 4 dB around 1.2 to 2.2 kHz. Optional, a tiny air shelf around 8 to 10 kHz if it's not getting hissy. Next, saturator. This is the secret sauce for DNB splashes, because it turns a polite reverb into something that feels like hardware getting hit. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 2 to 8 dB, sometimes more, but don't just make it loud. Compensate output so your return level doesn't jump. If you want extra bite, turn color on. Next, compressor for sidechain ducking. Sidechain on. Input. Snare is the classic choice, because you want the splash to get out of the way right when the snare transient hits, and then bloom after. Ratio 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release 80 to 160 milliseconds. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This is the difference between cool splash and why did my snare just get smaller. Now, before we move on, I want to add one extra coach trick that changes everything. Gain staging into the reverb. Spring style effects respond like an instrument. The level hitting the verb changes the tone more than almost any EQ move. So add a utility before hybrid reverb inside this return chain and map its gain to a macro called hit level. Give it a range of about plus or minus 12 dB. You'll use hit level to get more clank and aggression without just cranking the send and losing control. Cool. Now we make it playable. Group the entire return chain into an Audino effect rack. Create performance macros. Macro ideas. Splash length maps to hybrid reverb decay, and a little bit of echo feedback if you want the tail to feel more alive when it's longer. Pro time maps to hybrid reverb predelay. Give yourself something like 10 to 35 milliseconds so you can go from glued to thrown. Boing tone maps to that EQ8 mid boost frequency, roughly 1 to 3 kHz, and its gain. This is where you tune the sproing to cut through different mixes. Grit maps to saturator drive, maybe 2 to 10 dB. Duck maps to the compressor threshold, so you can tighten the transient relationship live. Echo amount maps to echo dry slash wet, maybe 10 to 35%, and one more advanced macro that's worth it. Hit level, the utility gain before the reverb, like we said. This is your how hard did we hit the springs control. Now let's build the splash bus gated. This is where we turn a return into rhythmic weaponry. On splash bus gated, set monitor to in. Set its audio from to the return signal. Depending on your routing options, you can often grab the return output, or you can route return A into a dedicated bus. The goal is simple. The bus is hearing the splash return audio so we can gate and shape it. First device on the bus, and this is a pro move. Put a simple delay before the gate. Super short, 3 to 10 milliseconds. Dry slash wet 100%. This is look ahead by feel. Gates don't have look ahead, but this tiny delay nudges they'll audio late so the gate has time to open, and your attacks don't get clipped. Now add gate. Set attack super fast, like 0.1 to 0.5 milliseconds. Hold 10 to 30 ms. Release 40 to 120 ms depending on how tight you want it. Faster release equals more splat, more rhythmic tightness. Slower release equals slightly more tail, more vibe. If you want ultra clean behavior, sidechain the gate from the snare so it opens only on snare events. That's how you get those classic gated splashes that are insanely tidy in a busy roller. Next on the bus, auto filter for movement. Use band pass or high pass. Start frequency somewhere between 700 Hz and 2 kHz. Resonance 20 to 40%. Add a subtle LFO, 5 to 15%. Sync to 1/8 or 1/16. This adds motion so repeated throws don't sound like copy-paste. Finally, limiter on the bus. Ceiling at minus 0.5 dB. This is non-negotiable because feedback, saturation, and resonant EQ can spike hard, and you don't want random performance moments clipping your master. Now the dynamics philosophy. Two-stage control beats one heavy compressor. Keep light ducking on the return, like 2 to 4 dB most of the time, so it stays alive. Then do hard control on the bus with the gate. You get vibe and discipline at the same time. Next, we make session view do the work. Pick a throw source track, like stabs or valk, or even snare if you want it pure. Create one-shot clips, a rim shot, a jungle stab, a vocaloid, a reverse cymbal. Make each clip one bar or two bars. Place the hit on beat 4 for that classic end of phrase fill, or on the forehand for urgency and forward pull. Now the important part. Clip envelopes. Instead of riding faders live, automate the send to return inside the clip. Start at 0%, spike to 30 to 70% just on the hit, then drop it back immediately. This is how you get precision throws that don't accidentally smear the groove for the entire bar. Also, don't forget you can automate macro values per clip too. That means one clip can be short, tight, and dark, and the next clip can be longer, thrown, and gritty, without you touching anything. Session view becomes your FX sequencer. Build scenes that act like an arrangement energy ladder. For example, scene 1. Tight and dark, minimal splash, just momentum. Scene 2. Tight and bright, slightly more cut for the drop. Scene 3. Longer but ducked, bigger vibe without losing punch. Scene 4. Longer and gritty. This is your 16 bar switch energy. Scene 5. Dub moment, higher predelay, and if you dare, a little feedback or freestyle behavior, but controlled. Now, advanced variations if you want more contrast without stress. Dual return approach. Create return A's clean splash and return B is trash splash. On trash, add redux gently, then overdrive, then a resonant band pass auto filter. In session view, make normal fill clip spike clean and transition clip spike trash. Instant DJ style contrast. No macro hunting. Another spicy option. After hybrid reverb on the return, insert frequency shifter. Use ring mod mode for metallic nastiness or frequency shift for sci-fi. Shift +20 to +120 Hz and map that to a macro called Twang Tune. Now you can retension the spring per scene, like different hardware units. If you want controlled chaos, add beat repeat on the gated bus before the gate. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16, chance 10 to 25%, variation small. The gate afterward keeps it punchy, so it doesn't become a mess. And a width trick, put a Q8 in mid/side mode on the return. Cut harshness more in the mid around 2.5 to 5 kHz and gently lift 2 to 8 kHz on the side. The splash gets wider without getting louder, and your snare stays centered. Now let's talk about resampling, because printing is where this becomes jungle. Arm resample print. Set audio from to splash bus gated if you want isolated, clean captures. Or set it to master if you want the full context of the groove. Record while you perform. Launch scenes, fire throw clips, and ride macros like splash length, throw time, duck, it level, and maybe twang tune if you edit it. When you get a take with a few disgusting moments, consolidate the best bits. For one shots, consider turning warp off so you keep the raw transient. Then slice to a new MIDI track and you've got a splash fills kit you can play like percussion. A sound design extra if you don't have spring IRs and want a more convincing excitation. Make your own spring impulse. Take a click or a rim shot trim down to 1 to 5 milliseconds. Smash it with saturator, band pass at around 1 to 4 kHz, add a super short echo, then freeze and flatten. Use that tiny artifact as your throw source. The smaller and sharper the source, the more the reverb defines the tail, and the more it feels like a spring being hit. Common mistakes to avoid, because these will ruin the effect fast. Too much low end in the return. High pass aggressively between 250 and 450 Hz. Decay too long during the drop. Keep it under about 1.3 seconds unless it's a transition. No ducking or gating. If you don't control it, it competes with snare transient and hats. Harsh ringing untreated. Do the fast resonance sweep and notch. Overdriving without a limiter. Bikes will happen. Catch them. Quick 15-minute practice drill. Load a classic two-step drum loop and a clean snare layer. Build return A as we did. Make 3 session view clips on the snare track. First clip, send spike on beat 2 and 4, subtle, short decay. Second clip, send spike only on 4 and, as a fill. This audio version is shortened for playback.